when we say the word healing, we're really talking about something that happens in the soul. The soul, when David said, "Restore my soul," he's talking about the inner person, the inner you. And that can only happen in a spiritual way. Nothing can fix a soul in the natural chemical world. So when people go to a pill or to a person for their advice or food or sex, none of that touches the soul. None of it can heal the soul. The soul can only be restored by the Holy Spirit. It can't be any spirit. It has to be the Holy Spirit, which is God in us. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are one. So when we say, "Jesus, come into my heart," that's the Holy Spirit. And if he is allowed to come in by your invitation, there's no doubt in my mind, if he is truly in your soul, you will be restored. Bitterness, anger, resentment, frustration, lack of faith, unbelief, all those things are dealt with if Jesus is inside of you, your soul. Your soul is you. That's what will live forever, your soul. So what is our assignment here on earth? To minister to souls. Yes, we feed them, and yes, we entertain them, and yes, people have the power to govern and to manage and things like that. But at the end, when we summarize, when we really put it down on paper or in our thoughts, each person is a soul. And that soul is either alive to God and healthy and on its way to heaven and eternal life, or it's a soul that is wandering and is frustrated on its way to destruction. So why do I care so much about my calling? Because God has revealed these truths to me. We only have one life to live. It comes at us as a day. We just have days. That's all we have. One day. And then we pile them up. And then that becomes our life. Each day matters. And we do the day under the instruction of our soul that's been inhabited with the living God. The Creator is living inside of us. To create, to move, to direct, to empower, to show us things, to build up souls. Yeah, we can physically do things, but what are we really here to do? Nourish souls. That's why we're here. To bring life and light to the earth through our soul. It's our soul that brings life. It's our soul that brings light. We are eternal beings. Our body will waste away, but our souls will live on forever. So minister to your soul today. Feed your soul today with God's food, his words, his promises, his amens over your life, his protection. Invite it in to your soul. Let him be your shepherd. Be his sheep. Eat his food. Do it to be happy. Do it to find peace. Like the beautiful pasture land with the river or creek rolling through. Be that tree planted by living waters. Be fed every day with his truth. Shalom.